Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Emo Video Blogs.
Whoa. Okay, guys. Enough of my hyper moment. I just saw the Fox News does a special report on emo scene kids. Holy shite. I did not realize how many people actually hate emos and scene kids. But you know what? The people who have emo side are punk rockers who fully want to kick emo kids and scene kids' asses. Why are you hating on something that's probably going to be bigger than what you are now? There are so many scene and emo kids out there. How are you going to kill them all? You can't kill me, can you? I don't think so. I'm going to be one of the voices of these scene and emo kids because you know what? We need more people like me out here. Whatever is going on with all these people hating on emo kids, or I go to school and I'll have a bunch of kids saying, oh yeah, emo kid, da da da. But unlike the US, we don't have people beating the shit out of emo kids. In Canada, we don't do that. You either have respect for someone's style, or you can just shut the fuck up and walk away. Y'all are just getting all mad because we are starting to be something that you can never be. And that is a giant movement. Disagree with me if you'd like. You can comment this and be all like, you're an emo piece of shit, da 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 da. I don't fucking care what you think. I don't care. You all think that you can just punch an emo kid and they're gonna be knocked down? Pick a fight with me. Hit me once. I will turn my face like Jesus did. But if you hit me twice because I'm something that you ain't, I will box the fucking shit out of you. A kid is emotionally hardcore because things have happened in their life. I've had fucking shit happen to my life. I've had three of my freaking friends pass away on me, committing suicide. Oh, because they're emo. It's not about that. Not all emos cut themselves. It's just a music. It's a term of anger, frustration, life, teenager angst.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, November 8th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, pot smoking brides, plus chewing off a loved one's lip, and attack of the carrot cock. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. And at the top of the program, holy shit, we've got a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Thanks to Distorted View listener Samuel. He submitted this. And I got to tell you, if you thought Hairdresser was bad, that's the only song I could compare this to. It's going to get stuck in your head. You're going to hate me for playing this on the show. But I guarantee you, I'm going to get requests from people saying, what is this song? I need it. Can you send it to me? So this is really what the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame is all about. And I got to say, it's like a combination of Banana Phone, how it gets stuck in your head, and just the atrociousness of Hairdresser. I don't know. It's called Up, Up, and Away by Mrs. Miller. I don't know when this was recorded. I don't know who this broad is, but it's gold. Take a listen.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Oh, we could float.
I mean, come on.
Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon.
I think it's the greatest song ever, quite frankly. Let's hear a little bit more about her balloons.
Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon.
We might have Linda Finkel topped here.
Suspended under a twilight canopy.
What?
We'll search the cloud for a star to guide us.
Like she can't. This can't be real, right?
If by some chance you find yourself loving me, we'll find some cloud to hide us. Keep the moon beside us.
Love
this is
waiting
so
there
60s.
In my beautiful balloon. up in the air in my beautiful balloon.
All right, that is all I can take right now. There you go. Up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got one more piece of audio that I wanted to share with you. Do you guys remember a while ago I played the clip of the gay guy masturbating? And he was saying stuff like, "Does Jeff love Patrick? I'm a masturbator. I'm a gooter baiter." You remember that, right? My impression, by the way, is spot on. Well, today I've got kind of the straight guy equivalent. Now, here's the deal. There's not a lot of information about this video, but in my mind, I've put together a story of what's happening here. The camera is just on this guy's cock, and he's not touching his cock, right? He's not masturbating. He's getting off by what he's saying. And he's talking to, I guess, his girlfriend. And in my mind, what's happening is his girlfriend is maybe far away, and he's making this little tape for her. Maybe she's off on an extended business trip and he wants to send her a little sexy video postcard. And I have to give this guy credit because without touching his penis at all, he's able to work up a boner and jizz. Very talented man. All right, so here we go. Let's hear this guy in action.
Oh, God. I love you, Sandra.
I love you, too.
I love you so much. Don't leave me, honey. Before I die.
What?
I want to make hard love with you.
Before he dies? What the hell's going on here?
I gotta have your pussy.
It's gonna turn into a snuff film.
I gotta have your sweet pussy. My cock is pulsating. Look at it. It's gonna come all for you right now.
It is pulsating. I think it's speaking in Morse code. Throb, throb, throb. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Throb, throb, throb. His cock is in danger. Someone help him.
And I want you to lick every drop of this fucking cock that comes out of my cock. I gotta have your goddamn pussy right now, honey.
I gotta have your goddamn pussy. Sexy. Sexy talk.
You know I want you. You know I need your pussy, honey. And your sweet asshole. Oh, your sweet asshole.
That's quite a gamble, sir. When you're sticking your tongue in her asshole, you don't know if it's gonna be sweet or not. There's a lot up in the air. A lot of it depends on what she has eaten recently, when's the last time she showered. What you might think is going to be a sweet ass could end up being like a tangy Cajun mix. All right, let's hear this guy come.
You're going to swallow every drop. You've got to do it for me. Drink it all. Drink all my hot cum. Make Paul so fucking happy. I got to have you, baby. Put your lips around my cock and start sucking my cum. Here it comes, baby. I'm going to let you give you the hottest load you've ever fucking seen in your life. You know it, honey. You know it.
What if this guy isn't making the video for his girlfriend? He's, like, planning to use this as his Christmas greeting cards. You know, send it off to family and friends. It's unique, you know? You could finesse it up a bit, get into iMovies, put a nice little title on there. Christmas is coming. All right, let's hear this guy come.
Get ready to swallow my hot cum, baby.
We are ready.
Oh.
Let it rip.
Oh. Oh, no, it's gonna come. Here we come, baby.
Oh, no.
Here we come, honey. Take it. Take it, honey. Take it. Take it all, honey.
I can. It's a fucking video.
Oh.
Idiot. There he goes.
Oh. 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 Eat your fucking heart out. Eat your fucking heart out, Peter North. Oh, baby.
Comparing yourself to porn stars now, are we? I don't think Peter North has a 5-inch cock. It wasn't that much jizz. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but my loads are way bigger. I'll challenge you to a come off any day.
And now for something completely different. We've got sluts with nuts.
What? No, absolutely not. The hell is that guy? Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, it's a bargain! You get full access to the DB archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more, superfreaksideshow.com.
For the price of a cup of coffee, you could be helping a child in a third world country get the medical help he needs. Lil Non Look Foon probably won't make it to see his 7th birthday, because he has gangrene of the brain, and maggots have infested his face through his eye socket. They are feeding on his sinuses and his cornea, and every time he blinks, maggot pus seeps out.
So you could donate $5 a month to this kid who's probably going to die anyways, or give it to me so I can buy DVDs in Astroglide. SuperFreakSideshow.com. And honestly, not to be a dick about it, but you actually get something with the sideshow. You get extended shows, exclusive shows. What do you get when you donate $5 to a third world kid? Nothing. A picture? A letter once a year? BFD, man. I give you guys the gift of music.
Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon?
Yes, I would. All right, first story we have for you today. A driving instructor who hid a carrot in his trousers and pretended it was his erect penis has been convicted of 4 sex attacks on his pupil. What the hell? 4 sex attacks? Was he jamming the carrot in their pussy? Stephen Cooney, 51, groped 3 women learner drivers in a series of attacks on Teesside dating back to 2002. I'm sorry, I've never been to England, but you guys got some fruity-ass names. Teesside, Cooney. Come on, England, butch up a bit. A jury at Teesside Crown Court found him guilty of 2 indecent assaults and 2 sexual assaults. He told the court the carrot incident was simply a practical joke. He was bailed and will be sentenced on December 7th. I like how he doesn't even try to defend the fact that he was groping women. But the carrot thing, come on. Lighten up. That was a joke. He put the 12-inch carrot down his trousers and told a pupil in her 40s that a perfectly executed maneuver was so good that it had given him an erection. He then took her hand and made her touch the vegetable before showing her the carrot. He denied placing her hand on his groin, but admitted hiding the vegetable in his pocket. He told the jury, "I admit it was unprofessional." Yes, stupid, and I regret doing it. I just thought maybe I would play a practical joke, but obviously it was stupid. Obviously, you're being charged. The court also heard that when another pupil failed her test, he offered to waive the $80 fee she owed him if she pulled over and had sex with him. She told the court, "I just said, no thank you, Steve. I'm gonna pass." He regularly groped her during lessons between August 2005 and February of last year. Jesus Christ, that's a long time for driving lessons. What's that, like 7 months? Oh, it wasn't driver's ed that she was taking, it was driver's special ed. Debbie, we're gonna go out on the road. Now, what kind of car do you have?
My van will be pink.
Oh, you have a pink van.
And it will be a small van.
Small?
And many passengers.
But it can fit.
And that will have, it will grow.
It grows?
The comedy. My van is sexy.
Cars are not sexy.
Yes.
They get you to from point A to point B, Debbie.
Eyes. They were weak.
Driving is a privilege, not a right, okay? Gimpy?
When you go get gas, instead of pulling up to the gas tank and putting the gas in, you would just pull out there and you would fill your own tank.
No, gas, they don't do that. You have to fill it yourself. Have you learned nothing?
And instead of a makeover, instead of a tune-up, you would have a makeover.
Oh, now you're just making a mockery out of this whole thing. Fail. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Seattle. A woman bit off her ex-boyfriend's lower lip as they were kissing in bed, likely disfiguring him permanently. Yes, absolutely. Laura Roberta Cutler, 44, was charged Wednesday with second-degree domestic violence assault and ordered held on $75,000 bail. Deputies were called to the house in White Center, which is south of Seattle, and found Thomas J. Brummel, 49, on the front porch, much of his lower lip missing and his face and neck covered in blood. Could you imagine the poor policeman dispatched to this house trying to get some information out of the guy, and he can't make words come out of his face because he has no lips?
My name is Iowa.
I'm so, what's your name?
Thomas A. No, it's really hard to say the words.
It's hard to say what words?
The words. Oh, Jesus. A, E, C, E. You know, the second one.
Oh, B. It's hard to say B words without any lips. I'm trying to say Brummel. Deputies reported finding the man's lips on the bedroom floor, covered with cat hair. The story just keeps getting better. Doctors at Highline Hospital were unable to reattach the lip and said the man will likely be permanently disfigured. Brummel, or Rummel, and Cutler live in a house with two other renters, all of whom are recovering from drug addiction and agreed to share a clean and sober home. Clean and sober? Perhaps. Fucking batshit crazy? Hells yeah. By the way, you bite someone's lips off, chances are you're on something. Jankum, perhaps? Dun, dun, dun. It's sweeping across the U.S. Shit sniffing, a sexy alternative to coke. Detective Scott Tompkins wrote that Cutler was drunk when detectives arrived, and quote, her rage was evident and uncontrolled. Neither of the other residents witnessed the attack. Had it not been for Brummel's yelling, "She's a devil woman! She's a devil woman!" and running up and down the stairs, none would have known the altercation had even taken place. What have we learned about the letter B and D? You can't say it with missing lips.
She's a devil woman! A devil woman!
Cutler is scheduled to be arraigned November 15th in King County Superior Court. It was not immediately known whether she had a lawyer. My money is on no. Deputies have been called to the home an hour before the attack because the woman apparently was drunk and disruptive. At that time, there was no indication of violence or any other reason to arrest her. At that time, she didn't have a chunk of lip in her mouth. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one. It comes from New Hampshire. A woman wearing a wedding dress and parked beside a pond drove into the water Wednesday after officers tried to take a bag of marijuana from her. I'm sorry, marijuana. When the state fish and game conservation officers and a nearby resident tried to rescue the woman from her sinking sport utility vehicle, she bit the neighbor on the arm. Well, that's a nice thank you. That's what happens when you suffer from reefer madness.
Hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable and it's terrible, but...
It is? Oh, I thought it was fantastic.
It's true.
Oh, why don't you make up your mind, old man? You're confusing me. Why don't we hear from someone who actually uses marijuana?
In high school, my girlfriend Anne and I went around with Jim and Bob. They both smoke pot. That's jive talk for marijuana.
I'm learning jive talk. Thanks, Distorted View.
It's funny what it does to you. Everything speeds up to 100 miles an hour.
No.
You think you're real sharp, and you laugh a lot. You feel like you're the biggest person in the world.
Okay, I guess. I usually just end up eating a bag of Doritos and watching a night court marathon on TV Land. I guess that sort of makes me feel like a big person. Since I'm talking about things speed up fast. No, things slow down. It's mellow time, baby. The 42-year-old woman was eventually taken to shore, then to a hospital. It wasn't immediately known whether she was hurt or what her condition was. Her condition was stoned. The conservation officers were checking on the woman, who was parked alone by Salt Marsh Pond in eastern New Hampshire. She became upset and reached for a bag of marijuana. That's what you do when you become upset. When one of the officers tried to grab the bag, the woman drove off, speeding around the parking lot, and then into the water. Perfect escape route. A plus performance we'll do business with again. She'll be charged with reckless conduct, simple assault, driving after suspension, and transporting a controlled drug. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deaky hoes.
No, I'm gonna leave you a message so good. It's ain't on Thursday.
Okay, Anal Thursday, sure.
Hey, Tim, it's Chilton. You know, your Smurf Furno brought me right back to the old school the other day. It left me rejuvenated.
Ooh, bunch of weird calls coming in today. Weirder than normal, I guess. Ah, people creating their own Tortura records. I know, like...
Thank the God we have the internet today.
I know.
I wasn't alive in the 70s.
I know, right? I can't believe how people lived like 30 years ago. It's ridiculous. Whacking off to records. Makes no sense.
Hey, Timmy J, this is the Tard Killer. I was going to send you some stuff in the mail. I got a great video that I couldn't email. It's just too big. Some chick getting fisted and squealing like a pig. Sounds like she's from Deliverance. But I want to send it off to you, but obviously you're moving, so I don't have your new address, you asshole. Give it to me so I can send you the shit.
Well, listen, I got to get down there first and get a new post office box, and then we'll take care of that, all right? So hold your horses, although that video sounds fantastic.
Hey, Tim, this is Justin from Ohio.
Hey, y'all.
I got a you-know-when-you're-a-freak moment.
All right, go right ahead, my friend.
In English class, my teacher was reading the book Night, and they got to the part where the Germans were executing all the babies by throwing them in, throwing them into a fire pit.
And you got hungry?
I just made out a little chuckle while the whole class was silent. And they
Monster.
All looked at me, and now everyone thinks I'm a weirdo.
Well, you're kind of right, actually.
Hey, it's him. It's Hugh Kirkland here calling from...
Hi, Hugh.
Hungary.
You just added me as a friend on Facebook.
Listen, I
remember your name for some reason.
Loved the show for a long time, though. Just calling in to talk about some strange sex laws that I've found out about. Apparently, in Washington, D.C., the only sexual style that's actually allowed is the missionary style.
Ah, one of those strange. Weird, like, old laws on the books or
Maybe.
Something?
I don't even know what that is. And apparently in Ohio, where you're from, women aren't allowed to wear patent leather shoes. A man might see the reflection of something he oughtn't. And also apparently it's illegal for a woman to strip off her clothing while standing in front of a man's picture.
Yeah, I've read those lists before of weird laws that are still on the books. Like apparently, like one of them in Columbus, Ohio, like... You're not allowed to buy cereal on Sunday or something like that. Of course, no one pays attention to those anymore.
Hey, Tim, got some bad news.
Oh, no.
I'm going to need to cancel the sideshow for a couple months. I got fired, and, you know, I have no money in my account.
No.
And, you know, I'm moving to Chitaco anyway. So, I logged into PayPal, and I couldn't figure out how to cancel the monthly subscription. And
idiots.
You know, if that $5 charge goes through, I'm going to end up with a... insufficient funds too that I can't.
All right, I don't want to be an asshole here, but I can't do it for you, okay? I can't cancel a membership for you. You just have to do it yourself. It's very simple. On PayPal, like most websites, they have a little box that you can search for help. And it took me 2 seconds to find this information, but all you have to do is just find a payment from, you know, the sideshow, you know, the $5 taken out of your account last month or whatever. And click on details, right? And then at the very bottom, you can click cancel subscription. It literally takes 2 seconds. The information also was sent to you by PayPal when you signed up for the subscription. So learn how to use the internet. Jesus Christ, people. You'd think after all these years of people, like, there's search boxes everywhere. Just type in cancel subscription somewhere, anywhere on the internet, and you'll be able to find help. I don't mean to be a dick, but it just, you know. Customer service with a smile. Another reason to sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow. Ding.
Hey, Tim. It's Nacho, one of your older
Nacho.
Listeners.
Nacho? That was my name in Spanish class in high school.
Well, listen, I think you've got the elderly people all riled up and together. They just found this website called IHateYoungPeople.com. Got a
what?
Bunch of stupid videos on there with a bunch of stupid old people.
Oh,
anyway.
No. I'm going to have to check that out.
Hey, Tim. Hey, the reason the Japanese are so fucking horny is because they're stuck on that little island all the time. They don't know what the real world holds. They don't know that normal people
real
don't keep on each other to get off. Oh, and by the way, the Holocaust would have never happened if it wasn't for the Jews.
Yeah, it's all their fault. That's right. That's an interesting theory. I'll buy into that. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Oh God. Join me, won't you, as we glide in my beautiful balloon.
Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I.
All right, vote for us a Podcast Alley. It's a brand new month, kind of. If you haven't voted in November, do so now, podcastalley.com. Subscribe via iTunes. If you got some funny audio or video, send it along to me, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Close your eyes and think of England. Lay back and take